Okay, a very warm welcome to listeners of the Darknet Summary, and only for the second time ever, we've created a video to accompany our standard monthly fraud prevention audio podcast. In this special edition, we'll be looking at the frenzied shopping experience known as Black Friday. But before we delve into this topic, I'd like to welcome Netone's R&D advisor, Mateusz Hrobok.
Pleasure Mateusz, to see you.
Welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be a great video. He's a bit of a cybersecurity expert, so perfect guest for the show because we're not just focusing on the frenzied shopping experience, but more the scams which are surrounding Black Friday and Cyber Week. But before we begin, Mateusz, I'd just like to explain to our viewers who maybe have been living under a stone. The background information about Black Friday, it's part of Cyber Week, which begins just after Thanksgiving in the US and runs until Cyber Monday. So 4 frenzied days of discounts, shoppers running to brick and mortar shops, but in the past decade or so, an increase in e-commerce sales. So with the extended possibilities for shopping online, we now have the risks of fraud being committed against businesses and customers who perhaps are unaware of the full dangers of the internet, and businesses which are perhaps unprepared with inadequate fraud prevention measures. So, Mateusz, without further ado, if we can just begin by you answering, why do fraudsters like Black Friday?
Black Friday is a perfect opportunity because from the perspective of the end customers, the reality whenever you're purchasing any product and what is happening on Black Friday, it's vanishing. Like there are promotions. The promotions look very good. Some of them are unreal. So it's way easier for the end users to fall a victim of a phishing or fall a victim of the fake website that is used just to make them give away their credentials, give away their credit cards or anything that they're using that shall be confidential. So that's a great opportunity for the fraudsters. First, perform a social engineering attacks. The second one is related to the existing anti-fraud system rules or the machine learning systems that are being deployed. If there are multiple the traffic during the Cyber Monday and during the whole week increases like 100% of time. So some of the systems are not prepared. And in my experience, I've seen some of the vendors that were having certain capability for their anti-fraud system. So whenever the anti-fraud system is overwhelmed, and that's what's happening before the Black Friday, they're just turning it off because they don't want to lose the sales. And that's one of the very important things to keep in your mind whenever you're preparing your e-commerce for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
So we should also mention that originally Black Friday, Cyber Monday, it was smaller than the regular brick and mortar experiences of people running to shops. But now more people are online, and this coincides with the increase or the rise in e-commerce, but also m-commerce. Mm-hmm. So fraudsters like to hide in a vast ocean of online shoppers. It's easier for them to commit these types of fraud, yes? So now my second question is, what are the typical types of fraud? We mentioned like social engineering.
Yep.
But what specifics do like fraudsters adopt to defraud e-commerce customers, but also businesses?
So the most typical method is, of course, social engineering, because they're trying to fool the people in relation to the Black Friday, because it's always an occasion. So they're trying to use their attention and steal the data. There is also the refund fraud. There are always the frauds that are related to the systems that are being used by the e-commerce and m-commerce. They're usually tuned up at the Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so they're allowing a lot of purchases because you don't want your customer to miss on that opportunity. They will be damn angry because that opportunity was only happening at that time. So very often, some of the vendors are really reducing their protections in order to allow performing certain actions. And that's very scary from the perspective of the end user, because whenever the end user is lured into some phishing attack or social engineering attack, then they're having this situation like, okay, you're having your payment method with our shop, but we want you to add the payment method once again. And since it's Black Monday, you're having this rush because, you know, the promotion will be off in a minute. You're adding more and more sensitive data, much more than you should in normal world. So that's the typical method that is being used. And that's the usual triad for the social engineering attacks. Hey, I want you to do this. I want you to do this now because, you know, this is so important. And there is a FOMO. There is a missing opportunity that you might have, right? So please do it now or it's, you're not going to have another chance to do it.
A sense of urgency.
Yes, the sense of urgency is very important in that kind of attacks. And that's one type. The other type is related with spoofing whole of the businesses. So the fraudsters are just cloning the websites and they're trying to get as much traffic as possible, saying, hey, this is a landing page for the major e-commerce, like luxury e-commerce. Please get in here, give us credentials. And what is happening with that? They're stealing credentials that leads to account takeover. Account takeover is on the rise. It's on the rise since several years. But in connections to the other fraud types, it's becoming right now a very big market, especially on the dark market forums. So out there, there are more and more information about the accounts that were stolen, especially for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, because people are more willing to give away the credentials because they want to get that crazy promotion. I believe the most important reason why it's happening is one that is related with the people putting down their defenses against, hey, what is real? And this is you got an iPhone. That's unreal promotion, right? But on Cyber Monday, they might think that is actually real. But there's another point that is related to that. Most of the rule-based anti-fraud systems, they're using something that is called velocity rules. So in a normal world, you'll be probably spending, I don't know, $200 or 100 euro a week on something. On Cyber Monday, any rule that is trying to measure, is it the usual behavior in terms of transactions or in terms of velocity of any kind, doesn't make sense because that's a very special time. So that's a moment when these kind of methods are usually not working or they're just hitting a false positives.
Fantastic. So we kind of know the reason why fraudsters tend to focus on e-commerce customers, because there's simply a surge in the number of users.
Yeah, it's easier to hide.
Yeah, of course, easier to hide. And especially after the pandemic, the number of e-commerce users and m-commerce users has risen. Not only can they use it on laptops or shopping experiences on laptops, but they also can use their phones. So it's much easier to scam people now. And following on from this, what are the consequences of Black Friday and Cyber Week scams in terms of on individual customers, but also to the businesses themselves?
There's an estimation whenever you're losing a $1 in a fraud, you're actually using $3. The reason for that are like, okay, you'll be making a chargeback for the customers, so you're losing money. Sometimes if this is a refund fraud, you can also lose the goods. But the most important is like you're using your PR, so the reputation that the e-commerce on m-commerce is having, you're going to lose it, and it's very difficult to rebuild that over the time. Because whenever there will be customers coming to you, and there are a few cases. There are cases of like, for example, drops. If your service is not running, well, you're losing customers. If you're unable to purchase something because of the false positives of the anti-fraud system and the customers will not be able to buy something, they're angry. And the third one is like, if you're going to be fraud too much or your customers will be a victim of a fraud, they will be unhappy. So that's something very important for the businesses to measure and plan ahead. Like if you're having your anti-fraud team and you're having your marketing or, you know, the business team that is planning the promotions for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, meet together, talk about the expectations about the promotions, because promotion abuse. So for example, one person creating multiple accounts in order to get the advantage, That's something that's very usual at the time. And there are multiple protection methods. The most usual one is the device fingerprinting that's used. Okay, you can only buy one, let's say, camera. If you're changing your device, or you're like a usual scammer or fraudster, and you can fool the service that this is a new device, well, you can buy unlimited amount. So probably the service will be out of stock, and the regular users won't be able to make a purchase. So if you're going for a Cyber Monday or Black Friday, plan ahead, be prepared for situations like that.
Fantastic. So planning is key.
Yep.
But in terms of cybersecurity or anti-fraud measures, what can businesses do? What have they been doing wrong? And what can they do to make things better for themselves, but also for customers?
I would say there are, as always, few points to that. First one will be related to the capacity planning. You don't want to be out of stock, and you don't want your anti-fraud system to be a victim of distributed denial of service. You need to make a performance test before the time period of the shopping frenzy. The second one is to tune up your anti-fraud system. Like, this is very unusual period of time. The usual rules that are performing very well will probably not be okay at the time. So for your machine learning models, make sure they will be working for this specific load. For your velocity rules and other rules, make sure they will be going accordingly. Otherwise, you'll be losing money, because the money you push into marketing, if the customers won't be able to make the purchase, you're wasting money. And the last one is the education. So be very clear with your customers or potential customers. What is your website? What are the accepted methods of purchase? Like, don't do things that are in the industry thought as a bad step. So, like, you know, gathering too much data or asking in an unsecure way for the credit card data or other payment methods, because that's very, very close to the way that fraudsters are working. So make sure that before it happens, or for example, in a week before the Cyber Monday, send an email saying, hey, we'll be having promotions. We'll be having them only on our website. This is the address. Make sure the address is correct, and so on, so on. So I would say the education is a very important factor of that, so the users won't be giving away the money to the fraudsters.
Yep, so I agree with you. Companies should take education on board to not only educate their customers, but also their internal employees. For instance, not to click on a suspicious looking email that looks like a training document.
Yep.
And on that note, could you actually give us some tips that perhaps regular customers should take on board? I mean, it's one part for companies to help with education, but what can individual users, in terms of like e-commerce users, but in general internet usage, what should they do to try and avoid being scammed on Black Friday and Cyber Week?
So for sure, there will be a lot of campaigns that are targeting the users. So the more leaks your email or your contact address were included in, probably the more attempts there will be against you. Just think for first, like, if this is your email, have you registered with that email with this specific vendor? If not, take a look if that email is being sent from that vendor, or maybe the email is a little bit different. So instead of clicking on the email, I would go to the search service like DuckDuckGo, Google, and so on, and go to the website and verify if they're having indeed a promotion like that. That will be the first thing. If they have, okay, that might be valid. If not, well, that's probably a scam. So take it easy. There is a lot of pressure on the customer support at the time of the Cyber Monday and Black Friday. What is happening is like that there are a lot of people that are contacting through the Facebook with the companies, through Twitter and on all of the other social media, but they're responding. And if there is any scam campaign going, please go to the social media website of this company and take a look if there is somebody claiming, hey, I've been scammed or anything like that happened, because that might be the very first signal to react to what is happening. Or in the worst case, if you are a victim of a scam like that and you find out, okay, I clicked it, I given away the information, and then I'm seeing, for example, that the vendor I wanted to buy something from Apple, for example, but the vendor is very different when on my receipt. And that's a situation when you can also give back to the community, go back to the social media and share your story, and also send the information to the specific vendors to tell them, hey, there is somebody that is trying to spoof your website or is sending a campaigns with these and these claims. This is the most basic one. Of course, there are the usual things that are related to use multi-factor authentication. If possible, if you're paying with credit card, use the virtual one-time use cards because they're disposable, and also verify whoever you're paying to, if the amount is right, and so on. But that are the usual things. I believe right now, still the most common target of the attacks are the people. So the attacks that include the high value targets or that are related to malware or APT groups, they're active during the time, but this is not the main focus. The main focus is social engineering and phishing that is leading to the account takeover or card not present frauds or refund frauds.
Brilliant. So to sum up, companies should prepare for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Cyber Week, and the holiday season in general. They should definitely use effective and advanced fraud solutions with a proven track record. Companies should also be involved in educating their own employees and their customers, but individual customers should always look out for phishing scams or social engineering scams, anything that causes or tries to build up a sense of urgency.
Yep. Yes. That looks very similar to the service that you might like.
Exactly. So even just like checking if the email address has an individual dot, for instance, net.hone instead of nethone. Or even like a common email will have like the customer's shipping details or address details. If it lacks this and it just looks generic, it most likely is generic because it's a scam.
Yeah, there are good deals at the time, but if the deals are too good, please verify.
Like, it's too good to be true. It most likely is too good to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mateusz, for joining the Darknet Summary.
Thank you very much.
So it just leaves me to say thank you for watching. And during the holiday season, stay safe and happy shopping.
Happy shopping frenzy.